Welcome to the newly renovated Rico's Pool Hall Tattoo Parlor and Liver Lounge. I'm Will Green.
And I'm D. Scott Graham.
And we thank you for joining us today on Oh My Liver,
a podcast about friendship, cirrhosis, and everything in between. We're in this together. Hi, everyone. It's Scott here once again with a long overdue update from the Oh My Liver universe. We know it's been a while since our last episode. Life has been moving at warp speed for both Will and me, medically, emotionally, logistically, and we wanted to take a moment to catch up on everything that's been happening behind the scenes. And we're starting with the best news imaginable. Will got his transplant. That's right. This past Thursday, Will underwent liver transplant surgery at Tampa General Hospital, and as of Saturday morning, he's doing remarkably well. I've spoken with him a few times, and he's in fantastic spirits, joking with his care team, making them laugh, and already turning recovery into improv. He even posted a photo Saturday morning that perfectly captures his vibe. His signature cheerful manatee in a recliner, decked out in a hospital gown, surrounded by monitors and balloons that say, "You got this!" The caption reads, "Saturday morning, 6:06 a.m. It's been 48 hours since my liver transplant surgery. I'm definitely hurting, but the team has me up and sitting in a recliner this morning, and that's a big step forward. The pain medicine is helping, and I'm grateful to be making progress one day at a time." That's Will. Gratitude, humor, and heart all rolled into one. He even joked that nobody's sent him any gifts yet, so consider this your cue, Tampa friends. And yesterday, while I was talking with him on the phone, he was transitioned to solid food, which in the transplant world is a milestone worth cheering. As of Saturday, he was still under close watch in the liver ICU, but everything is trending in the right direction, and the hospital team was making plans to move him from the ICU to his regular room. Well, as for me, I'm holding my own. I've got good days and bad days. Well, as I've said before, it's not really even days anymore. It's good hours and bad hours, sometimes in the same afternoon. Like, my liver and I are negotiating a peace treaty that keeps getting amended. Some mornings it's, "Sure, go ahead and run an errand," and by lunchtime it's, "Absolutely not, you're sitting down." My MELD is holding steady in the mid to late teens, and I have another MRI and a cardiac stress test scheduled this month. I have an MRI every 6 months to keep an eye on the lesion, and the cardiac stress test is needed once a year while I'm on the transplant waiting list. But the most amazing news on my end is in the past few weeks, three people have registered to be potential living donors for me. One of them is already scheduled for medical evaluation at the end of the month. That kind of generosity and hope is hard to put into words. It's humbling, it's overwhelming, and it's a reminder that community really does save lives. So, that's where we are. Will's new liver is settling in beautifully, and I'm hanging in hour by hour. And together, we're still telling the story. One episode, one laugh, one breath at a time, even if it is very slowly. Thanks for your patience, for listening, for caring, and for being a part of this resilient, slightly ridiculous, deeply human community we're building. More soon. Until then, keep your manatee mugs raised high. Thank you.